Valley of the Sun Audio presents Beneath Sedona, a collection of seven short stories written and read by Dick Sudfin. The first story is called Beneath Sedona.
A mirage of spiraling towers and pillared pavilions shimmered into view above the erosion-carved buttes. Driving down the two-lane blacktop through the high desert, he saw it and slammed his foot on the brake. The tires squealed as the rented sedan slewed sideways, the rear wheels leaving the road in a cloud of dust and scatter of rocks. The undercarriage of the vehicle rattled and metal whined as the car shuddered and finally fishtailed to a stop.
"Kyle, for God's sake, what's wrong?"
His wife clutched the armrest, her other hand braced against the dashboard.
"Look, Jennifer."
Unsnapping his safety belt, he threw open the car door and vaulted out into the 100-degree Arizona afternoon. Shielding his eyes from the dust and sun, he looked into the sky above the place where the road disappeared into the mountains.
"What? Kyle? What?
Don't you see it? Above the buttes. It's
a city, I think."
Jennifer got out of the car and looked where her husband was pointing.
"Those are called clouds, Kyle."
"No, overlaying the clouds. Translucent, like a mirage. Strange buildings." Kyle grabbed his 35mm Pentax from the front seat. He adjusted the focus and watched through the lens as the image of the city faded into the clouds. Lowering the camera, he looked over the roof of the car to see his wife staring at him.
"You didn't see it?"
She shook her head. He slid behind the wheel. His wife climbed back into the passenger seat.
"A city," he said.
"It was there."
"Probably a trick of the sun."
Jennifer brushed the strands of long red hair out of her freckled face and wiped her brow with the back of her hand.
"How about some air conditioning?"
The motor turned over and cool air spewed out of the vents. Kyle took a long look at the jagged skyline and surrounding terrain. The desert was dotted with scrub growth, chaparral, manzanita, and palo verde trees. The air smelled of dusty sage. Sedona lay 6 miles ahead, in the middle of the unique red rocks clustered on the horizon.
"They look like temples, don't they?" she said.
"You think I'm nuts," he said. Jennifer leaned over and kissed her husband on the cheek.
"Nope," she said. "A sexy romantic, excited about visiting the energy vortexes, but not nuts."
He looked into her Kelly green eyes. "It could have been a hallucination."
"Well, starting a vacation with a hallucination is all right with me," she said and laughed. "Come on, let's go see the place."
They drove slowly through the town, past gift shops, a metaphysical bookstore, motels, a New Age center, restaurants, a crystal shop, more gift shops, and a camera store. "The local economy is obviously tourist-based," Kyle said as the last signs of commercialism gave way to a sheer drop on one side of the road and red rock walls and pine trees on the other. The first place to turn around was across a high bridge over Oak Creek. Cars were parked bumper to bumper along the road. Young people in bathing suits, some carrying inner tubes, scurried from cars and darted in and out of the rocks on their way back into the canyon.
"Popular place," Jennifer quipped.
"Slide Rock, if I correctly remember my tourist guide," Kyle replied, turning the car back towards Sedona. Los Arbogados Resort was nestled a few blocks off the main highway on the banks of Oak Creek, amid giant sycamore and oak trees.
"Elegant,"
Jennifer whispered as they drove around the giant fountain and under the pillared hotel entrance. Kyle went into the lobby to register. She watched her husband stride up the steps, two at a time.